one spot, now she found her a replacement. I swear now I can't take it, knowing somebody's got my baby. And now you ain't around, baby, I can't think. I should've put it down, should've got that ring. Cause I can still feel it in the air. See a pretty face, run my fingers through her hair. My love, my life, my shawty, my wife. She left me, I'm tight. Cause I knew that it just ain't right. I was thinking about her. Every turn, trying to get my usher on, but I can't let it burn. And I just hope she know that she the only one I yearn for. More and more I miss her, what will I learn? Didn't give her all my love, I guess now I got my payback. Now I'm in the club thinking all about my baby. Hey, she was so easy to love, but wait, I guess that love wasn't enough. I'm going through it every time that I'm alone, and now I'm missing, wishing she'd pick up the phone. But she made the decision that she wanted to move on, cause I was wrong. And I was thinking about her.
Oh man, I sent it to the wrong person. All right, I got on this phone. Well, welcome to the WeB Sports Podcast of Open Hearts. This is Byron.
And this is Kobe.
Yeah, today we'll be Olympics and what's going on in the NFL as far as trade, free agents, and who is going to be a free agent. And you know, the NFL draft is coming up in April, I think, or pretty soon. So we're going to talk about that today. So my first question is, what do you miss about special teams?
The part that I miss about Special Olympics, is the reservation.
Oh yeah, me too. I would have to agree because in the wheelchair racing, there's a lot of things that we do. We do one where we go straight down, and then we do one where we go down and come back and on that big old hill. And that big old hill is always a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Let me ask you this. Do you want to go to the real games one day? Like real Olympics? Like the real games?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, man. See, my favorite thing about Special Olympics was I get to see all my old teachers from my high school and get to see how they doing and catch up with them.
Hello, Governor.
Yeah, and just getting first place and competing and like you know just seeing everybody from Tower.
But
that's me. Yeah, and competing and getting the blue ribbon.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so like my main thing is I wanna go to the Paralympics. I wanna try for the Paralympics. That's my main goal.
Right, me too.
And I wanna do hand cycling and I wanna be a part of the Team USA.
Right.
And we both wanna do it. And we both don't give up. We keep going. With Special Olympics.
Right.
I mean, just because we do podcasting don't mean we can't be a Special Olympian, you know. Anybody can be a Special Olympian. Whether if you're from Detroit or not, you know, you still can be a Special Olympian.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're from Detroit, It doesn't matter if you're from Detroit, Utah, Florida, any state.
Oh yeah, it don't matter. It really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, you compete against everybody around the world in the real one.
Right.
Yeah, because it's a lot of training you got to go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do as far as Special Olympics. I really missed it last year. And I really want to go to Central Michigan to try out the summer games.
So yeah. The summer games are fun.
Yeah, and it's way better than the spring one, I heard.
At least you don't have to go down the hill and up again.
Right, because it's indoors. Right. And like you say, we can do Special Olympics too. Whether you're in a wheelchair and whether you walk, we still do Special Olympics.
We still compete.
It doesn't matter
how old you are. All that matters is. You have to put your dreams, into reality.
Yep.
And not like stuff like your disability or how old you are, put you down.
That's for sure.
You just have to work. You have to just run through it or walk through it, or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you will walk or run through anything.
Right. Yep. And it's all about putting your speed to the next level.
Yep.
You got to show your speed and agility. Don't let nobody get you down. Right. Don't let nobody get you down in relationships. Don't let nobody get you down and tell you can't do Special Olympics. Because you can do anything you put your mind to. Don't let your disability stop you.
Hey,
just because you got disability.
Don't say I can't. Just believe in yourself and do your best.
Yeah, and say you can do it.
Right.
Because a lot of these people didn't know that they have wheelchair sports out here. They got wheelchair basketball. They got wheelchair football. They got wheelchair rugby. They got the hockey. They got the sweat hockey. It's a lot of stuff they got for people with disabilities and wheelchairs.
Yeah.
That's why they created the Paralympics. They wanted to change our life because we in wheelchair. We've been in wheelchair our whole life. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that it for Special Olympics?
The Paralympics.
Oh yeah. In the Paralympics they got for Special Olympics they got wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby, hand cycling, swimming, and
and they also have wheelchair bowling.
Yep. And they got wheelchair bowling, all the wheelchair games. Yep.
Just like Central Michigan, they don't have a ramp for bowling at Central Michigan.
Yeah, and I think that's, and to me, I think that's crazy because they should have one.
I know.
Yeah, they should have one.
Right, I know, right. I mean, what are we going to do? Pull from our laps?
Right, exactly.
But, they also have big bowling lanes and small bowling lanes too.
Yeah.
So if that one's full, you can move to the other one.
Yep. And they also got sled hockey too. Like the
Yep.
Yeah. Sled hockey.
Which I was a part of.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun, but cold.
Oh yeah, cold and freezing. That's how the ice arena is being.
Yeah.
Cold and freezing.
And my team was the Michigan Sled Dogs, and we placed in the came in third place.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, it was really cool to see what sled hockey is like. I want to try it myself. I never tried it. But you know, hearing from Kobe and hearing him talk about it, I really want to try it so bad. But my biggest thing I want to try is wheelchair rugby. I want to try that. Because that first it came out as murder ball, but they call it wheelchair rugby now. They changed the name. So,
Which I said, they still should have kept it as murder ball instead of rugby.
Right, because you're running into each other. It's like football.
Right.
Yeah, so... Yeah, they got all kind of wheelchair sports out here. They got wheelchair tennis. You know, they got everything.
Yep. And to be honest, it doesn't matter if you're good or not good. At least you're out there putting your heart to it.
Yep, and showing your ability. And it's all about praying before you get out there. It's all about praying too.
Right.
It's all about praying and hoping you get to the next level. Cause you gotta pray to God. Cause you never know.
Right, because he's the one that made Central Michigan.
Yep, he made this happen.
Yep,
God made all this happen.
And all you have to do is if you don't want to pray to yourself, just pray to your believer.
Yeah, just believe in yourself. Don't ever give up on yourself.
Right, push harder to the finish line.
Yep. That's what it's all about. Oh yeah, and they also got what? Bocce ball? What is it like? You said it's like softball throw at the summer games, right?
Yeah.
Like a softball throw, right?
Yeah, they are softball throw, but they have summer throw. I mean, But they have softball as well and basketball.
Yep. And let me tell you, softball throw is fun. Like, it reminds me of baseball, but except you don't use no bat. You use your hand.
Yeah.
They see how far you throw it.
Right. Yeah. And they measure how far you fall into too.
Yep.
So, and that determines on what pace you came in and came in.
Yep. Yep. And so, I just miss seeing all my old teachers, you know, like Miss Kajowski, you know, and Miss Carlton, and Miss Sunday, and it was a lot of fun, you know. Yeah. You know, that's what I like about spring games, because I get to see all my old teachers, you know, that I had from high school, and yeah. they be amazed how far I came a long ways. I grew up, you know.
Yeah, because you didn't let anything stop you from what you were trying to finish.
Yeah. And I've been in the newspaper a lot of times, Macomb Daily a lot of times. So, you know, I don't let nothing stop me. I've been in the newspaper. I've been everywhere. I mean, I traveled with the wheelchair basketball team. I played for the Stony Heights Challengers. And basketball team in 2000. I started in 2007, and it was a good time. It was a good time when I first started. When I first started, we played at the Palace. We played against the Thunderbirds. We lost to the Thunderbirds, and then right after the game, we watched the Pistons game. And I will never forget that day.
See, like if I did read your basketball, like even though I just did the Pistons. Yeah. And if I would go, and if I got can go against the Thunderbirds, that would be a dream come true for me.
Yeah, and you can still do it. You know, you can still do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's still here. It's still gonna be here for a long time.
Right, and. Never say you can't do things until you try.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's true. That is true. Because let God tell you you can do it.
Right. Yep.
In the Bible it says, "Don't never give up on yourself. Just keep on going." Keep on pushing and keep on trying. Don't let nothing stop you from what you're doing. Because God, at the end of the day, God is here for you. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah. So, is that it for Special Olympics?
Yeah. And what was it called? Skiing.
Oh yeah, skiing. Yep. See, yeah. And you know, like you talking about snow skiing, right?
Right. I mean, if it doesn't matter if you're disabled or not disabled, and if you say, "Oh no, I can't go down the hills," or you're afraid to fall or anything, no, stop that. Because you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe up above you, not what's in front of you or behind you.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And you can come out with a gold medal on your chest.
Yep, that's right. That's right. That's true, man. Gold medal. It's all about gold medal. You got to do it for your girlfriend, your mama, your sister, your brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got to do it for your family. Show your family you can do it. And you know what I like about my family? My uncle that came to Special Olympics, his name was Uncle Rick. Eventually, we're going to be interviewing him eventually. So with him, he like, we talk every now and then. He's like, man, I can see you being a Special Olympics athlete. I'm like, yeah, you're right, Uncle Rick. I said, yeah, I'm gonna check into going to the real one day.
Right.
I told him I'm gonna go to the real summer. I'm gonna go to the summer games that they do every summer, and then once I do that, I'm gonna look into going to the real games.
Yeah,
because he's like, man, you good at racing, man. He's like, man, you impressed me, man.
Right. See, you encourage someone else that's not doing Special Olympics to make them more motivated.
Yeah, like even my auntie Chris went back and went. She's like, nephew, you really impressed me, man. She's like, you know what? She's like, I like when you do Special Olympics. We miss it. And I said, you know, I can sign up for it still. I can still sign up for it.
Yeah,
like I can sign up for Spring Olympics too. You know, just to get practice. Spring Olympics is for practice for the summer games.
Right.
I because the reason why I say Spring Games is for practice is because they just give you a ribbon. It's not all about gold. It's all about getting that first place ribbon.
Yeah. Speaking of that, do you remember last year when we did Special Olympics? No, I think it was last year. But do you remember when they were when some people were pouting?
Oh yeah.
Like, see that right there, no one can do that because that right there won't get you anywhere.
Right, it won't get you to the top.
No.
See, me and you know how to be professional about it. I'll say, oh, we'll take the second place. Hey, at least I'm having fun. You know, hey. We'll take the third place. I'm having fun.
All right. Yeah. This is a perfect example. All right, do you remember when I went up against you? And yeah. I keep saying I'll beat you.
Yeah.
And what place did I end up getting?
Second place.
Right, and did I cry about it?
Nope. See, a lot of these people out here, they cry.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's not good as sportsmanship.
Right.
At least you have a fun, you know?
Do you remember when I ran up against this one kid, and when right close to the finish line, he thought he finished and turned around. Then when I finished and I was thinking about going to tell him.
Yeah,
that's what Alpha needs to do.
Yeah, like my uncle said, you can do it, man. Like, man, you can be a Special Olympic athlete. He's like, man, I can really see you, because he heard about the Paralympics. He's like, man, I can really see you being a Paralympian. I want you to be a real Olympian one day. I said, yeah, I am. That's what I'm working towards. Yeah, because I told him the Spring Games is just a practice. The Summer Games is a real thing. The Summer Games is where we go to Central Michigan and we compete for real. And then once we do that, we'll go to the real games in California.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So just don't give up on yourself. Just keep being a Special Olympics athlete, having fun. It's all about having fun at the end of the day.
Yep. That's the most important part.
And another thing too is it's all about meeting new people. You might not be with the same person all the time. You know?
Yeah.
You might be with somebody new, you know?
Right.
And I like how they put you with a buddy that like somebody to be with you.
Right.
You know?
It's me, right. That might actually help a lot, really.
Yeah, and we get to talk to them, you know, like at Wormwood Tower, they let us talk to the special ed, I mean, the regular ed kids, you know, they became the Special Olympics, and they volunteered. They was like, yeah, because one dude told me one time, when I used to go to Lux, he like, man, just because you got a disability, don't let it stop you. He like, man, you did great, you know, because we went with Chippewa Valley. Chippewa Valley used to go with us.
Right.
And they was like, man, they was like, don't let your disability stop you, man. They got the regular Olympics and they got the Paralympics. Now I could see you being a Paralympian. I had a lot of people tell me that. I had teachers tell me that too. At Lux. See, like they was like, man.
Exactly.
Like even
okay.
Even the principal, like Mr. Nick, he like, man, I can see you being a real a Paralympian. I said, yeah, you know what, you're right. He like, man, you gotta just keep working hard, man. Keep working out, man. You'll be good. Like they encourage me every year. They encourage me every year. They used to. Yeah, they was like, yeah, I can see you being at the Paralympics.
Right. Yeah. I feel like you would say that.
Yeah, and like, cause me and you are made for Paralympics. Like, me and you are both fast,
right,
you know.
And me and you don't let anything get us down or stop us.
Nope. Nope, we don't.
See. Me, like when I begin a race or something, I always think about my grandpa, because since I can't see him anymore, since he passed away, whenever I think of him, it always gets me down. It always gets me down. But when I hear that racial go off, then I'll stamp out of it and start going.
Yep. Yeah, hey, you know, step out of it, you know, but I know it's hard, you know.
But you have to get used to it though.
Yeah. I mean, because it like, I put it like this. It all depends on the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it was a girl, they would take it harder. Girls take it harder.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Because girls, they feel like get hurt fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think our feeling is like, hey, I know I lost my grandpa. I know it's hard. I'm going through a lot, but hey, Special Olympics is cheering me up, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you know, like, look at it as you, it's cheering you up.
Right, yeah. Oh, this brought me back to 2013, what you just said. Like, even though my family members didn't pass away or anything, yeah, when I was going up against these two these two guys, which aren't really old, I got a gold medal by coming in first place, When we were at the stand for second, third, I got the first place medal, but then my mom came down to talk to me, like, and told me hey, you already won two gold medals. And this guy right here, she hasn't won one gold medal. And it would be nice if you gave it to him. And I told my mom, well, that is a nice thing to do. But then when I gave it to him, one of my friends cry.
Yeah, because you're telling these people, don't let this continue to do Special Olympics. Just because you messed up at Special Olympics don't mean you don't want to do it no more. Don't give up on yourself. You encourage
me. Right, and that right there is a helping hand.
Yeah, it's helping him do better, yeah. You know, get better and get faster.
And that made him feel good too, and it made his day.
Oh, cool. And one more thing, and I want to thank a couple people though. Like, I remember I met one of the Land Cruise people. Her name is Miss Musheri, and she was the nicest person. Like, she was like, you and Kobe are fast. You and Kobe are good at Special Olympics. They were like, no, because remember when she said she could see us going to the Paralympics too. She was the first one that said that.
Everyone kept on saying that because of Miss Musheri.
Yeah. And they was like, hey Byron, I can see you going to being a real big Special Olympics star. And I never seen nobody go that fast in the wheelchair. I never seen two people do that. Like, we shocked everybody. Like, all the people at Macomb and, you know, anywhere else, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's all it's all about is going out there and trying your best. That's all it
right.
is.
It might be hard for you to understand that you can in so and so place. But at least you got a medal or something, a medal or ribbon or anything.
Right, and just like our logo, what Open Heart stands for is we open up a lot of hearts when you're telling people. Just because you got a disability don't mean you can't get out there and do it. Go out here and do it. They got all these sports out here for people in wheelchairs. Go out here and do it. Just go out. Go to the medal and have fun. That's all it's all about.
Well, I got one in inspiration. All right, if you don't want to do this sport, and if you don't want to do it,
okay.
Like, if you don't want to do it for the teachers, your friends, your family, or especially yourself, do it for one person.
Do it for one person and shock the world.
And he takes over the whole world, more than the world, the whole universe.
Yep, the whole universe.
And his name is Jesus. Jesus,
that's right.
And God.
Yep.
Because Jesus is God's son.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So NFL. So what's going on with the NFL?
I heard the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, that he announced that he's retiring.
Oh yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, yeah. He's retiring. You know what? He had a good career
I mean, get this. He's and this is star for too. Like the reason why he's retiring is to spend time with his kids and his wife. Because he's gone for the he's gone most of the time.
Yeah, and I also heard that Matthew Stafford got traded too.
He got traded for Jared Goff from Stanford got traded from the Detroit Lions to the Los Angeles Rams for Jared Goff.
Yeah, I heard that.
Matthew Stafford just didn't get traded. It's him and two first round picks.
You know what? I think the Lions is gonna do a little better now that they got rid of Stafford. Yeah. What you think?
He's gonna do he's actually gonna do better with the Rams more than the Lions. Because Stanford he wasn't meant for the Lions.
No, he wasn't.
I do see him as a Ram.
Yep.
And Jared Goff. He actually was meant to be for the Rams, but he also was meant for the Lions. He was also meant for instead of Matthew Stafford and the Lions, he would have been with Trubisky and the Chicago Bears.
He could have went to Chicago Bears. That would have been good.
Trubisky would have been really good with the Rams.
I mean, Stafford was good at the beginning because he didn't make that many mistakes, but now he made a lot of mistakes. Like, he used to make a lot of turns.
Russell Wilson? He thought he was gonna get traded, but unfortunately he's not. He's gonna stay with Seahawks.
I heard about that. He's gonna stay one more year with the Seahawks.
Gonna go to the Washington team. Well, actually, he's gonna be a free agent.
Yep. Next year. Next year is his free agent time.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Next season is his free agent time. Yep.
We got one more trade. What's it? Who was it? Golden Tate. he might be traded back with the Lions.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because the Lions said that they couldn't do anything without Golden Tate.
Yep. No, they couldn't handle it.
Well, yeah, same as Calvin Johnson. But Calvin Johnson fully retired, so he's not with any team.
Yeah, he done.
Yep,
he done.
But he did say he might start football again next year or next season.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. But I doubt he's got. He's gonna stay retired.
Yep. He's gonna enjoy his family.
Yep.
Yep. All right. Is that it?
Yep.
All right. All right, once again, this is the Kobe B Sports Podcast, The Open Heart. And today...
Don't forget to play that song.
I'm going to put it in the podcast afterwards, so it won't be fading out because it was fading out last time. All right. So once again, this is the Kobe B Podcast, Kobe B Podcast, Sports Podcast, The Open Heart.
My name is Kobe.
Yeah, and today we talked about Special Olympics and what's going on in the NFL as far as trades.
And tomorrow we're gonna talk about we're gonna get back to you what's going on the NBA and the college basketball.
Yep. And you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, Anchor, of course. Yeah. Okay, and we got our own Facebook page. If you type in Kobe B Sports Podcast, it'll actually pop up on Facebook.
Yep. Oh,
and we got an Instagram.
Yeah, we got an Instagram page, which is the same as our Facebook page, and also.
Yep.
And also we got our own website.
Yep, we got our own website. So. What is it? Kobe B Sports Podcast at GoDaddy.com?
Yes, you got that right.
Yeah, so if you type in Kobe B Podcast at GoDaddy.com, you'll find our website. And you'll see that we did an intro. We did all kinds of things. We got our schedule up there. If you want to be part of the podcast, just hit me or call me. We got a business phone number, actually. I just didn't... I had trouble logging in, but we got a business phone number. What's that business phone number again? I forgot.
Yeah, hold up. Let me see. It's our business number, 91902. 910-218-1066.
That's right. And and stay tuned. We got a special guest coming on Sunday, and she's from North Carolina. So we're gonna interview her and ask her what her favorite sports is and what sports she did, what sports is she doing right now. And yeah, we'll keep you updated. And yeah, once again, this is the Kobe Beef Sports Podcast, Open Hearts. And yeah, so we're gonna pray real quick. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you that we got a chance to talk about Special Olympics. We don't let nothing get us down, oh Lord. We got to keep going, oh Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so we done.
Yep, until next time.
Yep. Enjoy.
If I could give an athlete one piece of advice, it'd be to find a rival. Someone committed to taking you down.
And then we hit the field like
they should scare you
all day long. Boom. All night long. Boom.
Into starting early
the field like
and staying late.
Like
they might be far
boom
away or across boom town. They might be family, but they should make you obsessed. Like this time, it's personal obsessed. And they'll bring you pain and frustration. You will hate them, but then you'll respect them and love them. Because that rival that wants to take you down is gonna make you raise your game even higher.
Today's weather, 53 degrees. Now, 49 degrees. Boom. Today's Wednesday, Pastor Day. Same room, out there.